Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Goldhar, and here Masechus Avodah Zorah, Daf Nun Aleph, the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zikhu Masechus Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zikhu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying, regarding an idol which is worshipped with a stick, as Rashi explains, through shaking it, Shiber Meko Befaneo Chayev, if he broke a stick before it, he's Chayev, Zark Meko Befaneo Pater, if he threw a stick before it, he's Pater. Rav explains that breaking the stick is Ke'ein Zvicha. It's similar to shechting a carbon in the Mikdash, but throwing the stick is not Ke'ein Zrika, similar to throwing blood on the Mizbeach, because we need Zrika HaMishtaberes, throwing where the item breaks apart, and this stick does not. Rav Bar Avuah quoted Rav saying, regarding an idol worship with a stick, as Rashi explains by throwing it, that whether he broke or threw a stick before it, he is liable to death. But the stick only becomes forbidden where it was broken, which is similar to shechting, but not where it was thrown, which is not similar to zrika. Amoraim wondered accordingly why stones thrown at Markulis become forbidden. Rav said it's nasik megadu aburus kochavim, it's considered enlarging an idol. Rav Nachman added that each stone is also an offering to the stones before it. Rav Ashi added that each stone is additionally an offering to itself. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, from where do we know that one who slaughters a blemished animal for idolatry is exempt? The Pasuk says, Zoveh Elohim Yacharam, built to Hashem Levado, one who slaughters to the false gods shall be destroyed only to Hashem alone. This teaches, Lo Asra Torah El Kein Pnim, the Torah only prohibited acts similar to service performed inside the Mikdash. Rava explains this cannot refer to minor blemishes, such as Dokim Shiba'ayin, a cataract in the eye, since a Ben Noach may bring such an animal as a carbon on his private bama. Rather, it refers to Mechusar Aver, an animal missing a limb, which is disqualified as a carbon even for Bnei Noach. Rabbi Eliezer derives this from the Pasuk, Umiko Achai, Umiko Basar, Shnaim Miko, and from all that lives, from all flesh, two from every animal, which teaches, Havei behema shechayin roshei evarim shela, bring into the teva an animal whose tips of its limbs are living and is not missing any limbs. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Matz baroshu maus ksus okelim, if he found on top of markulis, coins, a garment, or utensils, they are permitted and benefit because they were not placed there to decorate the idol. If he found on it vines of grapes, wreaths of grain, wine, oil, or fine flour, or anything like the likes of which are brought on the Mizbeach, they are forbidden and benefit and presumed to have been offered to the idol. The Gemara darshans from Psukim that only davar shel noi, something decorative, which is on or with the idol is prohibited. Although coins are decorative, the Mishnah's case is a purse of coins hanging around the idol's neck. The Mishnah's garment is folded and placed on its head, and the kli is an overturned washing trough on its head. Ravasi Barchia said, anything found within the curtains around an idol, afil maimu melch asur, even water or salt, is prohibited because we assume the item is a tekrovas, an offering, if it's used for offerings in the Mikdash. Regarding Markulis and Po'or, whose worship is degrading, even items found outside the curtain are presumed to be offerings. So once again, the three points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying, regarding an idol which is worshipped with a stick, as Rashi explains, through shaking it, Shiber Mekel Befaneo Chayev, if he broke a stick before it, he's liable. Zark Mekel Befaneo Pater, if he threw a stick before it, he's Pater. Rav explains that breaking the stick is Ke'ein Zvicha. It's similar to shechting a carbon in the Mikdash, but throwing the stick is not Ke'ein Zrika, similar to throwing blood on the Mizbeach, because we need Zrika HaMishtaberes, throwing where the item breaks apart, and this stick does not. Rav Bar Avuah quoted Rav saying, regarding an idol worship with a stick, as Rashi explains by throwing it, that whether he broke or threw a stick before it, he is liable to death. But the stick only becomes forbidden where it was broken, which is similar to shechting, but not where it was thrown, which is not similar to zrika. Amoraim wondered accordingly why stones thrown at Markulis become forbidden. Rav said it's nasik megadu aburus kochavim, it's considered enlarging an idol. Rav Nachman added that each stone is also an offering to the stones before it. Rav Ashi added that each stone is additionally an offering to itself. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, from where do we know that one who slaughters a blemished animal for idolatry is exempt? The Pasuk says, Zoveh Elohim Yacharam, built to Hashem Levado, one who slaughters to the false gods shall be destroyed only to Hashem alone. This teaches, Lo Asra Torah El Kein Pnim, the Torah only prohibited acts similar to service performed inside the Mikdash. Rava explains this cannot refer to minor blemishes, such as dokim shiba'ayin, a cataract in the eye, since a ben noach may bring such an animal as a carbon on his private bama. Rather, it refers to mechusar aver, an animal missing a limb, which is disqualified as a carbon even for b'nei noach. Rabbi Eliezer derives this from the pasuk u'mikol ha'chai, u'mikol basar shnayim mikol, and from all that lives, from all flesh, two from every animal, which teaches, havei behema shechayin roshe evarim shela, bring into the teva an animal whose tips of its limbs are living and is not missing any limbs. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, matz baroshu malus ksus okelim, if he found on top of markuis, coins, a garment, or utensils, they are permitted and benefit because they were not placed there to decorate the idol. If he found on it vines of grapes, wreaths of grain, wine, oil, or fine flour, b'kol davar shekiyotzibo karav al gabi mizbeach, or anything like the likes of which are brought on the mizbeach, they are forbidden and benefit and presumed to have been offered to the idol. The Gemara darshans from Psukim that only davar shel noi, something decorative, which is on or with the idol is prohibited. Although coins are decorative, the Mishnah's case is a purse of coins hanging around the idol's neck. The Mishnah's garment is folded and placed on its head, and the kli is an overturned washing trough on his head. Ravasi Barchia said, Kol shulif nimina kilkalin, anything found within the curtains around an idol, afil maim umelch asur, even water or salt, is prohibited because we assume the item is a tekrovas, an offering, if it's used for offerings in the Mikdash. Regarding Markuis and Po'or, whose worship is degrading, even items found outside the curtain are presumed to be offerings. All right, so now we got our simon daf nun alef, and our standard simon is a beaver because beavers gnaw. They gnaw. So here goes. The men in beaver pelt hats, worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usher, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted. Watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was putter, and were shocked when a rabbi came by and grabbed a handkerchief on top of the idol and used it for himself. Once again, in slow motion. The men in beaver pelt hats, worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, beaver? That must be on duff. Nun olive. Nah. The men in beaver pelt hats, worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usher, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, which reminds us, on the previous duff, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying regarding an idol which is worshipped with a stick, as Rashi explains through shaking it, Shibur mekel befaneo chayev, if he broke a stick before it, he's chayev. Zark mekel befaneo pater, if he threw a stick before it, he's pater. Rav explains that breaking the stick is ke'en zvicho, it's similar to shechting, a carbon in the mikdash, but throwing the stick is not ke'en zrika, similar to throwing blood on the Mizbech, because we need Zrika HaMishtaberes, throwing where the item breaks apart, and this stick does not. So the men in beaver pelt hats, worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usher, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted. Watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was putter, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses slaughtering a balas mum for avodah zorah. Rav explains this cannot refer to minor blemishes, such as dokin shiba'ayin, a cataract in the eye, since a ben noach may bring such an animal as a carbon on his private bama. Rather, it refers to mechusar aver, an animal missing a limb, which is disqualified as a carbon even from b'nei noach. So the men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it whose sticks became usher, and one by throwing sticks at it whose sticks remained permitted, watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was putter, and were shocked when a rabbi came by and grabbed the handkerchief on top of the idol and used it for himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Matzah Barosha Maus Ksusa Kelim, if he found on top of Markuis coins, a garment, or utensils, they're permitted in benefit because they were not placed there to decorate the idol. So once again, the men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usher, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remain permitted. Watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was putter, and were shocked when a rabbi came by and grabbed the handkerchief on top of the idol and used it for himself. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. At the Chol Moed Sukkos maze. Maze? That must be on Daf. Mem Zayin. At the Chol Hamoed Sukkos maze, the contestants who were supposed to grab a lulav from the worship tree and bring it to a sukkah for the mitzvah, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked, HaMishtocha B'ledeku lulav u'malu l'mitzvah. If one bows to a palm tree, can its branch be used for the mitzvah of lulav? The question is where the tree was planted and was only later worshipped, and follows Rabban's opinion that such a tree remains permitted in benefit, assuming it is disqualified for an offering. Mimai's klapi gavo or lo, is it repulsive to be used for the Most High, meaning for mitzvahs as well or not? Rav Dima reported the Reish Lakish's question was about an ashera, which was nullified, which was initially prohibited in all benefit, and subsequently became permitted. Do we say yesh dichui etzel mitzvos? There's rejection regarding mitzvos, meaning it remains disqualified even after becoming permitted in benefit, or not. So at the Chol Hamoed Sukkos Meis, the contestants who are supposed to grab a lula from the worship tree and bring it to the sukkah for the mitzvah were blocked by rubble on one path from a collapsed Avodah Zorah house that shared a wall with the maze, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah Beso Samach Avodos Kochavim V'Nafal, if one's house adjoined a building worshipped for idolatry, and the shared wall fell, Aser Livnoso, it's forbidden to rebuild it, which would be building a structure for idolatry. Rather, Konos Betok Shalo Arba Amos, he draws back 4 amos into his own property and builds the wall there. So at the Chol Hamoed Sukkos Meis, the contestants who were supposed to grab a lula from the worship tree and bring it to a sukkah for the mitzvah were blocked by rubble on one path from a collapsed Avodah Zorah house that shared a wall with the maze, and blocked on another by a wall with plaster and images on it that they removed as they passed it. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shlosha Batinhen, there are 3 types of idolatrous houses regarding nullification laws. Number 1, if a house was initially built to be worshipped, the entire house is forbidden and must be nullified. Number 2, if he plastered it and decorated with images for idolatry and thereby added to it, notel mashechidesh, he removes what he added and the house is permitted. If one brought an idol into his house and removed it, the house is permitted. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches is Brainiac. So here goes. The Brainiac, that must be one Daf Memches. The Brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists 3 types of Asherah. Number 1, if one planted initially for idolatry, it's forbidden. Number 2, Gido Opisol Hashem Avodos Kochavim. If he pruned or trimmed the tree intending the future growths to be for idolatry, he removes the new growths and it's permitted. And number 3, if he set up an idol underneath, he removes the idol and the tree is permitted. So the Brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, informed a man passing under it that he was Tamei, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Lo Yeshu Betzila, one may not sit in the shade of an Asherah, but if he did, he remains Tahor. Lo Yavor Tachteh, and he may not pass under the tree itself, Bim Avor Tamei, and if he did, he's Tamei. The Gemara explains that there's surely a Tekrovus Avodos Kochavim, an idolatrous offering buried underneath, and this Tana holds, such items are Metamei with Ohel, in this case, the tree. So the Brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, informed a man passing under it that he was Tamei, while another Brainiac told a farmer to come back to plant under the tree in the winter when the benefit from the leaves is canceled due to the harm from the shade, which reminds us, the next Mishnah permits planting vegetables under an Asherah during the winter when its shade harms the plants, but not during the summer when the shade benefits them. Rav Yossi prohibits planting even during the winter, because the leaves fall on them and fertilizes them.
Daf Mem Tes. So the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat. So here goes. The butcher was going to put meat, butcher, that must move on Daf Mem Tes. The butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, which reminds us, the Gemara suggests the question of Zev Zegorim is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. A Mishnah states, Sor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu toche isa. If leaven of chulin and leaven of truma fall into a dough, and neither was sufficient to leaven the dough on its own, but they combined to leaven the dough, Rabbi Eliezer says, Achra achron aniba. I fall the last one. If the chulin fell in second, the entire dough is permitted to non-kohanim. If the truma fell in second, it's prohibited to non-kohanim. The Chachamim say that regardless of when the forbidden seor fell in, it only prohibits the dough if it was enough to leaven the dough by itself. So the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down. Which reminds us, if one fired up an oven with asherah wood, if this firing completed a new oven's hardening, it must be destroyed because any subsequent use benefits from this necessary firing. Im yashan yutzan, if it's old, it must be cooled to avoid benefiting from the firing and may be used afterwards. So the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down, and then be reheated from shavings from an asherah tree that were taken to beautify it, which reminds the Gemara, what is the law of those chips which were removed for the Asherah's benefit? Do they remain prohibited like the Asherah, or are they permitted because shavings are not worshipped? Rav Huna and Chiya Barei de Rav disagreed about this question, and Abraisa supports the lenient opinion. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The man about to board a non-stop flight. A non-stop flight? That must be on Daf Nun. The man about to board a non-stop flight who wasn't sure if the rock separated from Merkulis by a pile of suitcases were mutter to use or not, which reminds us the Gemara brings some halachos about stones found in the area of Merkulis. So the man about to board a non-stop flight who wasn't sure if the rock separated from Merkulis by a pile of suitcases were mutter to use or not saw the flight crew take the stones and use them to pave the runway, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Merkulis stones which were removed to pave streets. So the man about to board a non-stop flight who wasn't sure if the rock separated from Merkulis by a pile of suitcases were mutter to use or not saw the flight crew take the stones and use them to pave the runway for the flight that was going to spray fertilizer on a field during Shemitah, but not during Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, a braiser permits deworming or applying fertilizer to a wounded tree during Shemitah, but not during Chol HaMoed. One may not prune a tree in either period, but may smear a pruned branch with oil during both. The difference between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah is understandable because regarding Shemitah, the Torah prohibited malacha, labor, whereas in Chol HaMoed, even tircha, exertion, is forbidden. Deworming and applying fertilizer, which are preserving the tree's health, are permitted on Shemitah, but pruning, which is strengthening the tree, is prohibited. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which duff do you discuss rebuilding a fallen wall shared by an idolatrous building? That's on duff. Mem Zion. Good. Number 2. Which duff do you discuss what the din is of shavings of an Asherah which were shaved off for the Asherah's needs? That's on duff. Mem Tes. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we learn that if one found on top of an idol, coins, a garment, or utensils, they're mutter bahana because they were not placed there to decorate the idol? That's on duff. Nonav. Good. Number 4. Which duff do you discuss the sequence of destroying Avodah Zorah in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael? That's on duff. Mem Hey. Good. Number 5. Which duff do you discuss shechting a balas mum for Avodah Zorah where the animal is missing an aver? That's on duff. Nonav. Good. Number 6. Which duff do you learn that mountains which are worshipped remain permitted, but what is on them is prohibited? That's on duff. Mem Hey. Good. Number 7. Which duff do you learn that there are three types of Asherah trees? That's on duff. Mem Ches. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we discuss the difference between breaking sticks before an idol versus throwing sticks at the idol? That's on duff. Nonav. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we have a machlokes about stones found in the area of Merkulis? That's on duff. None. Good. Number 10. Which duff do we have machlokes regarding what the din is of a tree which one planted without intending to worship it and then eventually worshipped it? That's on duff. Mem Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.